So Hashem Gittin, Daf Dalet. The Masechta began that if a shaliach brings a get from Medinas Hayom, he has to say, B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam. There were a few machliksim in the Mishnah, a bunch of iterations in the Mishnah that we're going to be mafarish today. But the Gemara started off explaining what the reason was. Is machlikis Rabba and Rava. Why does the shaliach have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam? And Rabba says, it's because Lefi She'ein B'kiyin Lishma. The Medinas Hayam, outside of Eretz Yisrael, according to the way the Tanakhama learns, according to Tesis, it's far outside Eretz Yisrael. They're not B'kiyin Lishma. And according to Rava, it's because it's a Kiyim Shtaris issue. Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'kaimai. And we explained on yesterday's daf that according to either one, one aid would suffice, either because, according to Rabba Lulashma, is not a real concern in regards to the Seferim, that the Seferim know that all Gittin, we said, Sam Safri Dedaini Migmar, Gmiri. The concern is that somebody in Medina Sayyam, that the common folk in Medina Sayyam, are not aware of this din of Lishma, and they might find a get that was filled out for somebody else in the garbage and reuse it, the Baal. And therefore, even though it's not really an issue del Raisa, it's just a chashash midir Abanan, therefore we believe 1 aid. So according to Rabba, it's a concern of Lishma of the common people of Medina Sayyam. According to Rava, it's a Kiyim Shtaris issue that we need to make sure that there will be people available if the Baal is Ma'arar on the get. And therefore, 1 aid will be enough. That's a kula shekilu chachamim that the rabbanon allowed kiyum shtares in this situation to be accomplished by one person. We said because the shliach is on official business, he knows he's going to have to hand over the get in front of two or three. But there's going to be edim who are going to witness him handing over the get to make it an effective get, and therefore he is going to make sure to look into it, and therefore we'll believe 1 aid if he says b'fanei nechta, it accomplishes kiyum shtaris, that he is essentially signing, he's attesting to the fact that the signatures are valid. So now we're going to begin the Mishnah Tanan. We're going to be and we're going to begin what's going to be a couple of dafim of series of questions on Rabba, and we're going to have to step Rabba down, Rabba Shita down a little bit. So Tanan, we're going to be there that in our Mishnah. We said afamevim in a reckon. So if we go back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah brought seemed to be a three-way machlekes. Hamevi gave Medina Sayyam, Tarashim Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechta. Gamliel Aymer, afamevim in a reckon, Umin Achagar, also reckon Achagar. Belezer Aymer, that's the third Shita, Afilim Mikfar Ludim Lulud. Bamar Abaya, so what's the way of explaining this machlekes? Be Yareis Hasmuchas Eretz Yisrael, Umuvlais Betchom Eretz Yisrael Askinan. That this machlekes is a three-way machlekes in regards to. What about, we know that the Tanakhama says, Medina Sayyam, if a shaliach brings a gift Medina Sayyam, he has to say, B'fanei Nechtam. What about cities that are just outside Medina Sayyam, that are just outside Eretz Yisrael, so they're technically in Chutzaretz, they're in, but they're not far away. And furthermore, what about cities that are, yes, not technically within the Tchum, but let's say it's Muvla within the Tchum. Let's say you have two parts to the north and to the south of the border of Eretz Yisrael that stretches out. What happens if it's Muvla within the borders, so an area that's in between the south and it's in between the south and the north of Eretz Yisrael, even though it's just outside, even though it's technically outside the way the borders are drawn, but if you were to draw a straight line, it would be included. So that's the machlekes, okay? Meaning that the Tanakhama holds Medina Sayyam means far away, but if it's very close, even if it's technically in Chutz La'aretz, it would be okay. And for sure, Muvlas would be okay. Rabbi Gamliel would say, Afa, maybe even a Rechem and a Chagar, those are cities that are very close to Eretz Yisrael. They're right on the other side of the border. Since it's Chutz La'aretz, we'll have to see the reason why. But since it's Chutz La'aretz, so you're going to have to say B'fanei Nechtam. However, Muvlas, you would not have to. And then Rabbi Lazar says, even Kralud and Lulud, that would be even Muvlas, you would have to. And that's the way to set up the Machlekes. I saw this area of Kfar Lud Mulud, Kimi Be Kubi Lepumbedisa. It's very close, it's Muvla, it's like Be Kubi Lepumbedisa, and meaning he's giving a reference point for within Bavel so that they can understand what we're talking about. So, but what's the point? The point is Nikal the Tanakama Savar Hani Loi Tzarech, right? That it's there's a three way machlokes. So according to Rebbe Gamliel, it would be Rekem and Cheger would if the Shulchan brought a Gech from Rekem and Cheger, you would have to say Mifanei Nechtam. And according to Rebbe Lezer, if we move less, and the Tanakama holds, you don't need to. So how are we going to understand this machlokes? Essentially, what we're setting it up, even though it's a three way machlokes, we're saying it's Tanakama who says Medinas Hayam versus Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Lezer. My la, b'hakam yiflagi. The Mar Savar, the Tanakama holds l'fisha ein b'kiin l'shma. That the Tanakama holds that it's a l'shma issue. The hani gimiri, but if you're very close, right, you feed off the aura of Eretz Yisrael. So if you're either very close, just on the other side of the border, or muvla toich the border, meaning rekin chago or kfar ludim lalud, then hani gimiri, they are knowledgeable, and they know that everybody knows that again has to be l'shma. Umar Savar, and Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Lazar hold the fishein and the mitzuyim, l'kaimai, hani nami l'shchichi. Since l'maisa, it's not within the border, there's not efficient travel, and therefore, there's not going to be edim mitzuyim l'kaimai. And so, that would be the machlokes. So what we're saying is, it should be a machlokes. It should be a machlokes hanayim. Isn't that the way to understand it? So the Gemara says loy. It's not going to be. We're not going to. And the problem on both shitas is that you'd be limiting either shita. If you're saying Rabbah and Rava are machlokes tanayim, then you're limiting both Rava and Rava to only fit into certain shitas. So the Gemara says no. We don't like that. Like Rabbah mataritz l'tamei, the Rava mataritz l'tamei. All three shitas, the machlokes, the way to understand this machlokes in the Mishnah, could be understood either in Rava shita of Lishma, or in Rava that it's a kiyam shtaris ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimai issue. Rava mitaritz l'tamei, like this, the kuli amal l'fisha ein b'kiyam l'shma. All of them hold that it's a Lishma issue. And now the question is, v'hachabaka mifliki, tanakama savar, hani kiyam desmuchais migmar gmiri, like we thought in the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds only if you are maybe getting Medina Sayam, meaning far away, but any place that's really close to Eretz Yisrael, even though it's technically not in Eretz Yisrael, they are knowledgeable. They know that a get has to be Lishma. But also Ragamliel Lameimar, Ragamliel comes to say like this, Muvla is Gemiri, that if it's Muvla, meaning they're within the confines of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, even though the way the borders are drawn, they're zigzagged, and they end up on the other side of it, still, those people are Gemiri. Smucha is like Gemiri. But if it's outside of the border, and it's not within Muvla, within Eretz Yisrael, then they're not knowledgeable. Vas Rebbe Lazar, the Meimar, Muvla is Nami Lai. That Rebbe Lazar says, you're right. Technically, they might be knowledgeable, but you still have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Why? Shalei ticholek medinas hayam. It's a light plug. And the way when do you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? Yes, the reason why, the impetus for us to say that medinas hayam, you would have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, is a lishma issue. But even if you found a place in Chutz La'aretz that they were b'kiyam lishma, it wouldn't help because it's a light plug. Okay, so muvlois, even though they are knowledgeable in lishma, light plug. And that's the machlokes. Rava mitaritz l'tamei. Rava says that, again, I can answer for all three shitas according to my shita, meaning that it's a kiyam shtaris issue. Tekuli amal l'fisha einin imitziyum l'kaima. So really, the whole reason why the Chachamim required b'fanei nechta is because there's not eid imitziyum l'kaima. V'tana kama savar, hani, the tana kama holds, kiven desmuches mishkach shchichi. If it's a kiyam shtaris issue, so we know when we hear kiyam shtaris issue, it's will there be availability if we need to certify the shtar, the document later. So like this, the Tanakama holds, if, even though they're on just on the other side of the border, could be a friendly border, but there is efficient travel between the two, and therefore we can find people if the signatures on the get are called into question. Tanakama Samar Hanik, even the Smucha is Mishkach Shechichi, so Rekem and Hagar and Kfarlun Lalud, whether it's Muvla or Samach, either way, we will find there is travel, we can find people. Like this, Muvla is Shechichi. When the city that we're talking about is Muvla within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so then it's Shechichi, right? They travel every day. It's like if you go to like Geneva, it's right on the border. The airport is like strutted in between Switzerland and France. Like they have to, all the people that live around there, they have to, because it's Muvla, because the borders are right, are Muvla, inside of each other, so they have to travel constantly back and forth. So Muvloi Shechichi, Smuchas Loi Shechichi, Vasar Rebbe Lazar Lameimar, Rebbe Lazar is going to hold Muvlois Nami, that Muvlois are also going to be a problem, even though you can find people to travel back and forth, Shetechalik Medina Sayam. Okay, again, it's a lay plug. Okay, so there's two, we tried to say that Rabba and Rabba would be subject to the Machlekes Tanayim between Tanakama versus Rebbe Gamliel Rebbe Lazar. Is it only Medina Sayam far away? And it's a question of, and we said that the way to divide up the Machlekes Tanayim would be whether it's a question of Lishma or Kiyam Shtaras, Lepishayin in the Mitzuyin, Lekaimon. And we answered that no, either Shita Rabba or Rabba could learn all three, the Machlekes Tanayim, like their Shita. Now, Tanan, let's see. Next case in the Mishnah, or later on in the Mishnah, we have the Tanakama said, Hamevi get Mividinas Hayom, Tzarech Sheyemer Bechonei Nechta Bechonei Nechta. And then later we have the Rabbanon, we said we had the Rabbanon Shita is, Hachamim Aymerim, Ein Tzarech Sheyemer Bechonei Nechta Bechonei Nechta, Ela Hamevi Mividinas Hayom, Vehamoylech. And the other way, meaning the Tanakama, just to speak this out, Tanakama said that only if you're bringing a get from Medinas Hayam, from far away to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Bafanei Nechtav. But if you were, let's say, to bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to far away land, that wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't have to say Bafanei Nechtav for the get being given in the far away land. The Chachamim say, HaMevi get Medinas Hayam VeHamoylech. And the other way, that it's both ways. So let's see. Tanan, the Chum Mamir Netzarech, Sheyemar B'Fanei Nechtam, B'Fanei Nechtam, Ela Hamevi Medina Sayam, V'Hamoylech, both ways. Meaning from, let's say, India to Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yisrael to India, it would be two ways. If, like this, Mikal the Tanakama Savar Moylech Leitzarech. So it sounds like the Tanakama holds. The Tanakama said, Hamevi Get, Medina Sayam, Tzarech Sheyemar. It sounds like it's only one way. You bring a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, then you have to say Bechonai. But from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam, you would not have to. My lab, v'hakamifikli. So what's the machlokes? The Mar Savar, the Tanakama holds the Fisha'in, Biki, and Lishma. What's the problem? It's only a get that comes from Medina Sayam because it's a Lishma issue. The Hani Gimili. And therefore, when the get is coming from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam, since if it's only a Lishma issue, the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, was sent by the Baal in Eretz Yisrael, where they are, Biki and Bilishma, so then you have no problem. That's what the Tanakhama is saying. It's only a one-way issue. Umar Shabbat, the Chachamim hold, the Fishayin, and the Mitzuyin, the Kaimah. That the issue is there travel? Can we find, will we be able to find Edim to affect Kiyim Shtarais, to certify the signatures? The Haninami Lo Shchichi, and it's a two-way issue. So again, we're going to limit Rabba and Rabba to a Shita, one limited to one Shita, which is going to be problematic. You're limiting them. So the Gemara says, no, again, Rabba Mataritz L'Tamei, but Rabba Mataritz L'Tamei. Rabba Mataritz L'Tamei, the Kulei Alma, the Fisha'im, Biki, and Lishma. That everybody holds it's a Lishma issue. The Hacha, the Gzeris, Melech, Atumevi, Kamifagi. The question now is, what's the Machlokes? Everybody holds it's really a Lishma issue, which means, according to Ikar HaDin, the only time you should be funny nachtav is if the get originated from Medina Sayam. But if it originated from Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't be a problem. The machlokes here is, are we going to make a gzera? The Tanakama Savar Loi Gozrina. Since it's only an issue, we don't make any gzeras, and it's only a get that originated in Medina Sayam coming to Eretz Yisrael that we have a Lashma issue. Loi Gozrina Melech Atu Medi, Rabbanan Basrai, and the Chachamim hold Savar Gozrina Melech Atu Medi. That it's a gzera. That since, if we don't require Bechonei Nechtav from a get that traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam, then when a get comes from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, we're gonna forget to require Bechonei Nechtav, and therefore we make a gzera and say that even though really Me'ikar Adin, the only time you should need to say, since Rabba holds that it's a Lishma, the only time you should need to say Bechonei Nechtav, is if the get originated in Medina Sayam. But we're going to make a gzeira, and that is the way he's going to understand, Rabba's going to understand the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. V'Rabba Mataritz L'Tamei, Rabba's going to answer, to Kulei Alma L'Fishein and Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. That really, the problem is, will we be able to find people from Medina Sayam that are in Eretz Yisrael? And if so, then Me'ikar Adin, it's a problem both ways. And really, everybody has to hold. If the issue is a Kiyum Shtar, it's that we can't find people in one of these places to certify the signatures, if the Baal comes and is Ma'arer, we won't be able to find anybody, then it's a problem just as much if the get originated in Eretz Yisrael, or if they get originated in Medina Sayyam. And therefore, you have to say, Rabbanan Basrai, Lefushe Taima de Tanakama Hudasa. And really, according to the way Rabba would have to understand the Mishnah, it's not a machoikis. Tanakama said one case. The Chachamim came to explain, by the way, we're coming back after, right, if you look at the progression of the Mishnah, we had the Tanakama maybe get Medina Sayyam. Then we had Rabbi Gamliel came to argue on him. Afa maybe Minarekim Minachadar. Then Rabbi Eliezer came to argue even further, that even Mikfar Ludim Lulud, and then we have to circle back, according to Rava, to the Chachamim, that the Chachamim, who is really explaining the Tanakh Mishita, that you only have to say when it's, again, both ways, it's a Kim Shtaris issue, but you only have to say when the get comes from Medina Sayyam, from far away, again, because it's a travel issue. It's a Shiaris Mitsuyas issue. Tanan, let's see. We're going to ask Akasha from the Seifa of later on in the Mishnah. Okay, so we said, Tanan, Hamevi get me Medina, la Medina, Medina Sayyam. Let's say you bring a get from a Medina to a Medina. Maybe Medina, la Medina, bi Medina Sayyam. So again, from one Medina, one country, India to Russia. Okay, one country to another country, Medina Sayyam, far away. Sarach lami b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Okay, so you are going to have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Now there's a deal here. It's only from India to Russia. Two different Medinas, Medina Sayyam. Haba'is Medina, Medina Sayyam, Loi Tzarech. But if you're in the same Medina, then you wouldn't have to. So, L'Rava Nicha, according to Rava, it makes a lot of sense. You are in the same Medina, and therefore there is a travel network. Shiaris Ar Metsuyes, let's say within India itself, or within Russia itself. So, therefore, you would not have to say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav. However, L'Rava Kasha, meaning if Rava's whole reasons for saying B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav is a Sulishma issue, and people outside of Eretz Yisrael, Medina Sayyam, they aren't Biki and Belishma, the general folk don't know, they might pick up a get that was pre-written for somebody else that was discarded, and therefore it's a problem. So, what does it make any difference if it's from Russia to India, or within Russia or within India? Either way, you're going to have this problem. The Rabba Kasha, you have a Lishma issue. So the Gemara says, that's because you made a deal you weren't supposed to make. What did the Mishnah say? It says, maybe get Medina, 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 Sayyam, then you have to say. Now, we tried to make a deal saying within the same Medina, you don't have to. So, loy tema haba isa Medina, Medina, Sayyam, loy tzarech. Don't make that deal. Ella, so what is the deal that you should make? Ella mi Medina, la Medina, be'eretz Yisrael, from one Medina to another Medina, be'eretz Yisrael, loy tzarech. Then you don't need to. Okay, and that's what Rabbi is saying, is that, again, since it's a Lishma issue, hamevi get mi Medina, la Medina, Medina, Sayyam, you would have to say before. And that is coming to lafuke in Eretz Yisrael, even from Medina, la Medina, two very far away areas, you would not have to because in Eretz Yisrael they're Riki and Lishma. And that's how we answer it. So the Gemara says, why would I have to make this diak? Why would I have to learn? Maybe get Medina to Medina, Medina Sayyam, Sarech Loimar, to make a diak saying that within Eretz Yisrael, Medina to Medina, you do not have to. Habahed Yokotani La, what do you mean? It says later. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael, and Sarech Loimar, Refani Nechta. If you look at the end of the Mishnah, the last couple lines of the Mishnah, maybe get Eretz Yisrael, and it's our time of offense, so you wouldn't have to. So it says it straight out. So why would you say that the diak of us saying, maybe get Medina, the Medina, the Chutzlarch, is to come to tell me that in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to? The Mishnah already said that. And maybe get Medina, ain't sorry for me, funny enough. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Imeahi, Havamin, if I would have just had it once, Imeahi, Havamina, Hani Mili Dieved. That if I would have just had it in the Reisha, a diuk from the Reisha, then I would have thought that it's not going to be a problem. Di'evet, bid di'evet, if you didn't say b'fanei nechtam, then it wouldn't be ma'akev the get. But maybe l'charchila, you would have to say it, meaning from Medina to Medina, even in Eretz Yisrael, you would have to say b'fanei nechtam. So Kamash Malam, the Seifa, which says straight out, and maybe get Eretz Yisrael, Einoit Tzarech Lamer, that you don't have to, and that's a Lashon of even the Chachila. Now, Ve'ika de Moisev La, so that's one Lashon of how to ask Akasha on Rabba, which we then answered, from the fact that we said, maybe get Mimedina Lamedina, from one Medina to another Medina, Medina Sayyam, for instance, Russia and India, Medina Lamedina, Medina Sayyam, so we had a Diyak, we asked Akasha on Rabba, and we answered it. Or you could ask it the other way on Rabba. Ve'ikat the Moisev Lahachi. That by making a diak from this line of the Mishnah, you could actually ask it as a kasha on Rabba. Hama Medina, 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 Eretz Yisrael, Loi Tzarech. From one Medina to another Medina, Eretz Yisrael, you don't need it. Okay, so again, even if it's two very far away places where there's not efficient travel, but it's within Eretz Yisrael, You don't need to say b'fanei nechta. So according to Rava, it's very good. You're in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody's b'kiyim v'lishma. So l'Rava nicha, l'Rava kasha. But according to Rava, it's going to be a problem. Meaning, if it's very far away, so we should have the concern that you're not going to have edim that are going to be seen in the kaimai. So the verse says, loy tema mimedina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael, loy tzarech. Don't say from Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael. Don't make that diyak. Loitzarach. Ela ema haba'isim Medina Medina Sayam Loitzarach. So make the diyak the way we tried asking, according to Rava. We're going to have to make the diyak the way we asked on Rava, which means we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. Medina Medina. If you bring from Medina Medina in Chutz La'aretz, you have to. Not efficient travel. Again, we're going in Rava. But within the same Medina, you don't have to. And that's the diyak to make. Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, my tzarach. But for Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, you would have to listening. So if that's true, that if what you're saying is that if Rava is correct and it's an issue of enchiyurus mitzuyas, that it's or mitzuyin, that essentially it's a question of are we going to be able to find Adam to be mekayim to do kiyum shtaris to certify the signatures? If it's very far away, whether it's in Chutz La'aretz, whether it's Medina Sayam, or whether it's in Eretz Yisrael. If they're far away, it should be an issue. That Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, according to Rava, my tzarech, you would have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Listni hamevi Medina, Medina stam. So then, very simply, why don't we just say hamevi Medina, Medina? Period. If it's very far away, then you have to say b'fanei nechta. Doesn't matter if it's Eretz Yisrael or not. According to Rava, if it's an issue of is there efficient travel, will we be able to find people to certify their signatures? All we care about is far away. It makes no difference if it's Medina Sayyam or Eretz Yisrael. So where it says, Loi, Lami Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, Nami Leitzach. Okay, so you have to say that really, from one faraway place to another faraway place in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say B'fanei Nechtav. What about the fact that you're not going to have Edim, Mitzuyin Lekaimai, the Kivan De'ika, Eile Regalim, Mishkach Shechichi. That since within Eretz Yisrael, everybody's Eile Regal. So that what that means is people are traveling places from point to point, place to place. There are people always found who know other people that are can be available to Mekai and Nishtaris. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So that's fine when the Beis Hamikdash was around, so you had all this travel, and therefore you'd be able to always find people around the Mekai and Nishtaris. When the Beis Hamikdash is not going to be around, What are you going to say? The Beis Hamikdash is no longer around, so then you don't have the travel. And if you don't have the travel, then according to Rava, then you're not going to have edim available. You're not going to have people who could be mekayim the shtar. The shtar is on the get. So the Gemara says kivan de ikah bati dinim de kii mishkash shichi. That since there are bati dinim that are kavua, and what that means is since that people are going to be traveling in to the big cities, so that is to hear. Masakin on Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi. Rashi says, "But didn't kavuim by Yoros k'takanas Ezra b'Sheni v'Hey u'mitzuyah shayaros shahol chayis l'adum b'makam hadad." And therefore, you will now have shayaros. You will have people. You will have caravans. You will have travel. And therefore, you even within Eretz Yisrael, even when the Beis Hamikdash is not around, there is efficient travel. You will always have the availability of Eidim to Mekayim the Shtaris. Now, within Rashi later, it's mashma that Rashi's saying that this they made this din within all of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, even let's say you have cities where they didn't go in, or cities where they weren't traveling in, the mashmas in Rashi is that since there are cities where there are batei dinim, that therefore in all of Eretz Yisrael they said, even with any Medina, even though it's far away, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. The mashmas is that Tosfos would argue, and really, it's going on what we're going to discuss in Afkamina, but the last line in Tosfos says, "Da'akati ikka binayu mekaymes dolekvi batei dinim oishmach gidin zelzeh." Okay, so that if there aren't mekaymes kavua and batei dinim, the mashmas is in Tosfos that it's practical. And therefore, again, according to Rashi, once we instituted that people come in on Sheni and Chamishi to the cities that have a batei dinim, so therefore within the whole Eretz Yisrael there's a travel network, and we're never going to be concerned in Rava about finding people to be Mekayim Shtaris. According to Tosfos, it's only those cities that people travel to wouldn't be a problem, but other cities, even within Eretz Yisrael, according to Rava, could potentially be a problem. Tanan, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, so Rav Shimon Vayker in the Mishnah. So Rav Shimon Gamliel held that it wasn't just It said the Mishnah. This is going on the next line of the Mishnah. Maybe we said we just shtelled on that from one medina to another. You would have to say even from like tribal land to tribal land. Okay, so what does that mean? So it was our understanding when we read the Mishnah, at least my understanding, that was going on what we just said before, that even in Chutz La'aretz from tribal land. But that's not true. From tribal land to tribal land. I mean, even if you're within one city, but there's different chiefs, tribal chiefs who control that area, so then you would have to say there was a city named Asasyas. It had these two tribal chiefs, okay, that the semi-modern-day equivalent of this would be East Berlin and West Berlin. It's not that modern. I can't find an example right now. But mamish within one city, down the street, there's a wall. And you can't go from one to the other. And this is in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, what we're saying was we're talking about within Eretz Yisrael. Shahim Makbidin Zalzeh. They were Makbid. Okay, like in Eretz Yisrael, one side of the street couldn't go to the other side of the street. Therefore, Rishim Gavil have to say Makbani Lagmania. Now, so the Rava Nicha. So according to Rava, what's the issue that the like East Berlin and West Berlin, that the tribal chiefs where they had the line didn't allow people to go from one side to the other side, and therefore you had a real issue of being able to find people to Mekayim Shtaris. Again, this is in Eretz Yisrael. The way Rabbi Yitzchak just explained this is here Achas Hoysa be'Eretz Yisrael. So what we're saying is even in Eretz Yisrael, it's like this. In Eretz Yisrael, l'rava nicha. So I understand what's the issue here. We're within Eretz Yisrael, so it's not a lishma issue. What's the whole issue? The whole issue must be that it's that I can't find people to go from one side, from one hagmania to another hagmania, from East Berlin to West Berlin, because there's a travel restriction in place, even though it's within a very close area. So we're not going to have Adim to Mekayim Neshtaris. L'Rabba Kasha. So according to Rabba, this is going to be Mamish Shver. Why? Because they're both within Eretz Yisrael. So according to you, within Eretz Yisrael, there's no issue of Lishma. So why did Rosh Hashanah Gamliel say that Afilu Mehagmania LaHagmania, you're going to require B'Fanei Nechta? So the Gemara has to say here that really the way we understood fundamentally the Machlokes, we were a little off. Rabba Islay DeRabba. That Rabba really holds of Rabba. Meaning, Rabba holds of Rabba plus. Both Rabba and Rabba hold that we have a Kiyum Shtaris issue. So now we've just answered this. We have a Kiyum Shtaris issue. So Agmania Le Agmania makes a lot of sense. Okay, meaning that since I can't travel from one side of the city or what's under one Hagmania, I can't travel to the other Hagmania, so it's going to be a problem. But Rabba has a further issue of Lishma. Okay, Elamai Beinayu. So now we have to go back and restate what our nafkaminas were. If you remember, on Daf Beis, we said, Mai Beinayu, Ege Beinayu Dasyu Beitre, Inan Medina Lina Eretz Yisrael, Inan Bois Medina Lina Sayam. So now we're going to say that there's only two nafkaminas. What are the two nafkaminas? Elamai Beinayu, Ege Beinayu Dasyu Beitre. That's going to be a nafkamina. Meaning if two people came, so now, if two people came from Medina Sayam, so you no longer have a Kiyum Shtaris issue, because since there's two people, the way Rashi explained it back on Daf Beis, since two people came, there are people who are available, potentially, Mitzuyim L'Kaimai, to certify the signatures. Therefore, you don't have a Kiyum Shtaris issue. You would only have the fact that the issue, according to Rabba, not according to Rava, of that the get originated in Medina Sayam, where they are not the Kiyum Lishma. Inami ba'isa Medina Sayam, or within one Medina, meaning we don't have an issue of finding, Aiden to be Mekayim the Shtar, because there is efficient travel, but it's Medina Sayam. So that's where you'd have an afkamina between Rabba and Rabba. According to Rabba, you'd have no problem anymore. According to Rabba, you're right, you wouldn't have a Kiyum Shtaris issue, but you would have an issue of Lishma because it was within the same Medina, the Medina. Okay, however, now if we're talking about in Medina, the Medina, Be'eretz Yisrael, that would no longer be a subject of Machlaikis, because Mamanashach, if it's Hagmania Lagmania, meaning if there is travel, if there is no travel restriction, so then everybody would agree it's okay. And if there is a travel restriction on Lagmania, then everybody would agree it's not okay, since people are not found. They can't find East Berliners, West Berlin, and vice versa. So, or within the context of Eretz Yisrael. So since, even though it's in one area, if there's an issue getting from one area to the other, one Hagmania to the Hagmania, then both Rava and Rava would agree that you have a problem, and therefore we're only left with two Nafkaminas. We'll stop here. But what we did do was we came to a resolution, at least, that Rava has to hold of Rava. Rava holds. In addition, that we do have a concern of Lishma, but he has to hold of Rava that the... A reason for saying b'fani nechtam certainly needs to be the key in shtaris aspect, that you have to, we're concerned that you might not find Edim to be Mekayim later. And within the back and forth of Daf Dalet, we came to explain many different parts of our Mishnah. Okay, for instance, we had an explanation, according to Rabbah and according to Rava, of what the machlokes could be, the three-way machlokes could be between the Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar, and... We then also explained what the dia could potentially be, depending on which side you are, Rabba or Rava, maybe Medina Levedina Vinas Hayam, that next part of the Mishnah. We came to explain also, is there a machlokes, again, depending on if you're Rabba or Rava, is there a machlokes between, went out of order here, but between the Tanakama and the Chachamim, who say, in itzarach, shemer, funny enough, of Ema Hamidi, Medina Sayyam, Vahamayimach. There's two different ways to explain it. Either they're arguing or they're being mefarishit. And then we finally came to explain what the purpose of why we need Hamedi get Eretz Yisrael in Itzarach, right there. That's an additional. You may coming to tell you that even the Chachila within Eretz Yisrael, you do not need to say funny nachta, funny nachta. We came to explain that even within Eretz Yisrael from far away, according to potentially, right, that this whole idea of far away and really close may not make a difference. It has to do with can you travel or not. Meaning, even according to both, now we're saying Rabba Islay de Rabba, which means that if it's a Kiyam Shtaris issue, that within Eretz Yisrael, so let's take Lishma off the table, that we came to say that there could be situations where they're far away, standard situation, either the Golan is Ba'am Esa Mikdash, or now where there's Batetun and Kavuin, okay, so maybe the whole Eretz Yisrael, even though it's far away, if there is efficient travel, then this distance doesn't separate us. Then we're going to be okay. Since it's efficient shtaris, efficient travel, we can find people to Mekai and the shtar. And even within one city, Hagmania Lagmania, you could still have a problem. So it's not distance-based. It's availability of Aiden to Mekai and shtaris. And we came to understand through that, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's shita in our Mishnah as well. And we'll stop here and we'll pick up in the next daf. We're not done asking kashas on Rabba, but at least at this point, what we've gotten is that Rabba is Islay de Rava, that a reason for saying b'fanei nechtam is certainly because of Edim, of availability for King Shtaris purposes to Mekayim the signatures on the get.